A winner says, I was wrong. Thought for today. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. A winner is a person who's able to say, I am wrong, and not have any problems with it. A lot of people have difficulty with life. They have difficulty with who they are, and they feel that they can never be wrong, that they're always right. And that kind of a person is oftentimes called a master. A master thinks that he's always right, never wrong. How can a master think that he's always right and never wrong? That's a good question, isn't it? Well, a master doesn't think that. Sir? A master doesn't think that. He is that. He is that. You see, the thing about a master and a would-be master, a master doesn't have to say, I am this, I am that. He just is it. And as he is it, he lives it, and he doesn't have to give a proof of it because his very existence is a proof of it. I was reading a book on the I am philosophy on the airplane, and it had a lot of good stuff in it. In fact, its philosophy is exactly like ours, except where it isn't. And where it isn't like ours is where they say the Father in heaven and an outside presence. They say it's get to know the God in you. Get to know the divine in you. Get to know who you really are. This is what they say, which is good stuff from my point of view. And then they go on to say that there is an outside presence and the masters are going to come around and help you and lift you up and show you the way and direct you into your life. There's only one, and then if you don't follow what the masters say, then you're a bad person. And if you do follow it, but you don't follow it as sincerely as you should, you're again a bad person. Now, to me, I like the teachings of Jesus. He said very simply, it is done unto you according to your belief. He said, I must leave so that you will follow the divine within you and stop worshiping me. And many people feel that they have to be so perfect to the world that the world will worship them. Well, I like to teach here that we don't want anyone worshiping us. We want to know that we are right in everything we do. Would you ever do something that's wrong? Would you ever do something consciously that was wrong? Would you ever do something consciously that was incorrect or improper or hurtful to another person? If you do, you're very silly. Now, would you then do anything hurtful to yourself? Would you ever want to do something against yourself? Well, again, if you do, you're silly, because you know better. Now, why is it you do anything to yourself? Why do you eat too much? You know, why do you drink too much? Why do you smoke too much? Why do you, whatever you do? Well, you do it because it pleases you. It takes your mind away from something else that you're working on. And what is it when I say about a master? What is it when I say about habits? Be master of your habit. And when you're master of your habit, then you look at your habit as something that you don't want to control your life. Now, say your habit is every time you look at another person, you judge them. You, I know what kind of person you are. And you, my goodness, I know. That judging just gets you in trouble. Now, if you will look at another person and know the truth, they are a reflection of you. And you like yourself, so therefore you like them. And so I look at Ingeborg and I say, wow, what a beautiful woman you are. I'm not a woman, but you know, but what a beautiful being you are. What a fantastic soul you are. What a glorious being you are. Well, I'm merely saying, that's who I am. And I look at Ellen and I say, wow, what an alert, conscious, spiritually illumined person you are. Wow, to be in your presence, I just sort of melt because you're my reflection. Yes, sir? Mr. Damon, what do I say about you? When I look at Damon, what do I think? I think here is a beautiful rose, tight in its bud yet, in the process of opening and expressing and being the fabulous being that it is. But how is that bud going to open? Well, it needs a little nurturing and a little bit of love, a little bit of understanding, and it'll open. Now, what's that bud going to be? That bud is unlimited. And from my point of view, that bud is perfect. That bud is ideal. That bud is the most magnificent bud that ever walked the face of the earth, that ever existed. And you see, this is why when I look at him, I see a master, because I see myself. And if I look at him and I see someone who's got problems that he's working on, I'm a fool. If I look at Ellen and see someone who's got problems, you know, with her world and her affairs, I'm crazy. I don't want your problems. I don't want any problems that are created outside of me. I create you as being a fulfilled being. I create you as being a lumen being. I create you as being a magnificent person. Do you mind? Yeah, sometimes people do mind, Jim. Our martyrs, they mind. They don't let me alone. Get off my back. Get off my back. But I'm only doing it for your own good. Thanks a lot. You know, nobody needs to have things done for their own good. Our parents did things for our own good all their life, and sometimes they're still doing it if they're out. My mother, my gosh, I was United Church of Religious Science, and I was the editor of the magazine there. And Mother says, stay with that. That's a good program for you. That's a good program for you. It's, you know, right in your line of your philosophy. I said, Mom, I will stay there as long as it pleases me, and then I'll go to the next step. So while I was there, they sent me off to all the churches in the United Church of Religious Science where they didn't have a minister, because I had an airplane. I could just fly there at a moment's notice and cover for a minister who was sick or wasn't there or whatever. And I flew all over California, all over the western United States, and I take Mother along. And she'd sit in the back row, you know, that's my son. That's my son. And I'm happy that she was proud. But she said, when I had an opportunity to go out to the Imperial Valley and take over that church, she says, oh, stay at headquarters, stay at headquarters. You've got the best thing in the world for you. You'll be the chief of that shortly because he's going to retire and this and that and the other. Stay there, stay. But, Mom, that doesn't turn me on. I have done my best there. I've learned the blessing that it had to offer me, and I'm ready to go on to other things. So I went to the Imperial Valley, and I was there for a couple of years doing a great job. It built it up from nothing to something. And then the headquarters says, Herb, we want you to go to Minneapolis. There's a multi-million dollar church there that wants to consider joining us. You go there and sell them. So I went there and sold them. They bought me, but they didn't want the church. And if Mother had lived on to that, she would have said, oh, you see, I told you should have stayed at the headquarters. But anywhere I was happy. I was following me. I was doing my thing. And parents oftentimes, they just say, I want my son to be a doctor, a lawyer. I want him to have money. I want him to be comfortable. Well, that's not comfortable. What do the Hindus do? 20-20-20? Mm-hmm. You know? Not 20-20, but 20-20-20. First 20, school. Second 20, family. And the third 20, their spiritual life. They wait and put the spiritual life on the tail end when they're too beat to do anything good. And I think that's stupid. It's like if we could be children in our older age and enjoy that, and because that's the time we put enough money aside, we've got a few assets, we can go out and travel the world and have fun, but our body doesn't let us do it. They show all these young people, these rich young people, playing tennis in resorts and stuff like that, you know, having such a good time. Go for it. That's the way to do it. When you feel tippy-top, go for it. Well, you see, this is what this is all about. A winner says I was wrong. Now, we were talking about this person this morning, and he had said that he wanted to come to campus. What was that, 2 years ago? 3 years ago, something? And he didn't do it. And so he thought he would make some other changes in his life to sort of support that. Well, he did, but that didn't support it because he did not follow his inner goal. And he took all the courses, he did everything, top student, good guy in every way. He's done marriages, he loves to do funerals. I don't know why he loves to do funerals, but he just loves to do funerals and baptisms. And He could have been here all the time, being an inspiration to others and being an inspiration to himself and spending the dedicated time. I said, now, how much time do you spend on introspection every day? Well, he said, when I got a project going with my computer and my photography work, he said, I work right through the night. And I said, you mean you work right through the night? Why do you work right through the night? Why don't you take your time for meditation? Why don't you take your time? Oh, well, I take a walk along the beach. Well, walking along the beach is not meditating. Walking along the beach is looking out here and seeing the beauty, and that beach is terrible. Oh, my gosh, clear as crystal and warm as toast. You get in there and you just float in there and you feel wonderful. You know, man, oh, man. And that doesn't encourage you to meditate. What you want to do is to be by yourself and not have any distractions on the outside. It's hard enough being by yourself. Not have any distraction, but listen within in quietness and peace and love and enjoy. You have to be able to say you were wrong by saying that you didn't do something. And hey, poof, that's past. Mm-hmm. That's past. I don't hang on to it. I was wrong. I made a mistake. But the mistake was not that, was that I didn't do enough. Not that I did the wrong thing. We never can do the wrong thing because at any moment, whatever we do, it fulfills whatever is necessary in our life and our heart. And people come to campus here and they say, I want to stay forever. I say, that's great. I'm going to hold you to it. Now, you know how long her forever is? When you decide. Okay, I was there forever. See ya. Go. But the point is the philosophy, or the, what am I trying to say, the psychology of staying forever is that you're dedicating yourself, that this is where you're going to be, so you're really going to give it your best, you're going to do your best, you're going to be the finest that you can be, and then if you ever decide to change, you've been the finest you could be, and you're ready for the next step that might come along. But always give your very best to whatever you do. And Ellen, I get after you on that. Because many times you say, well, why don't they do this? Why don't they do that? I say, Ellen, why don't you do this and you do that? Look at them. They're your reflection, right?
Yes.
Yes. And you love yourself, don't you?
Yes.
Don't you?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, then you love them too.
Of course.
And no matter what they do.
Of course.
And didn't some miracles happen in your life when you began to change your mind about a few things?
Of course.
Some people that you never thought would come out of the out of the woods, they came out because you love them and let them be.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what you want to do to yourself. Love yourself and let yourself be. Let your inner guidance follow. And don't be afraid of saying, hey, I made a mistake there. That's not, you're really not saying a mistake. You're saying, that's something I did. Now I'm ready for this. You know, we all do that. I oftentimes look at pictures of me when I was smoking a pipe. So mellow, so lovely, so peaceful. And I thought, yeah, I should go back and smoke a pipe again. That was such a nice time. But it's different now. It's different now. You try to smoke a pipe, it tastes terrible, you know. Oh, my. We live in a fabulous world, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
And all we have to do is be ourselves and have fun. And the past is past. Even a second ago, it's past. Now is the only time that counts. Now is the only time that is. And so it is. So our thought for today is, a winner says, I always follow my heart and I'm always right, even when the world thinks I'm wrong. I don't care. I love me. I love me. I love me. Hey!
I love
hey!
You.
Hey!
I love you.
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 Have a wonderful day.